Looking at recent citrus news from outside the Sunshine State, reports from Texas indicate that Rio Grande Valley groves and crops likely avoided serious widespread damage from several days of freeze late last week. While some fruit damage likely occurred, especially in low-lying areas, officials have been quoted saying damage will likely be relatively minor throughout the 27,000-acre Texas industry. Three-quarters of the Texas orange crop and half of the grapefruit crop reportedly had already been harvested prior to the freeze. Temperatures in parts of the valley fell to the mid-20s early Saturday, but one official said growers he talked to had not found ice in their fruit. Returning to Florida's citrus industry, where multi-county citrus extension agents often organize extremely informative OJ breaks or other programs for the citrus growers in their areas. One such program occurs this Thursday morning at the Lake Alfred Citrus Research and Education Center, where extension agent Chris Oswalt has lined up University of Florida experts to address a variety of pest and disease issues at the Polk County OJ break. Entomologist Michael Rogers will address changes to this year's citrus spray guide and provide an update on psyllid management. Plant pathologist Megan Dudney will provide the latest information on citrus black spot and sweet orange scab, as well as current recommendations for fungicides. And horticulturist Bob Rouse will present the latest information on HLB and citrus foliar nutrition. I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.